the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Well, welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 611, recorded on Monday, October 13th, 2025, on a blustery, cold winter, well, autumn day. It is 64 degrees outside with scattered showers in Chubland. Happy autumn. It's here at last. Are you excited?
About what? The rain?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yay! Excitement is fundamental. All right. We also have 18 days until Halloween and a mere 73 days until Christmas. And soon we'll be talking about Thanksgiving and Yule. And let's not forget that I believe today is Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yay! Yeah, because I told you that last week.
Yes. Well, I'm telling you this
week.
Oh,
okay. I knew that.
I just wanted to make sure that we said something. All right. Hey, let's take a moment and prepare ourselves. Breathe deep. Oh, harmony surrounds me. All is well in my world. Oh, that's a wonderful thought.
Is that, I know, that's
a Disney movie?
Finally, one feels like my life.
I know, right? Harmony surrounds me. It's all corn. Oh, wait, no, that's homin. Never mind. Okay, let's talk about Patreon real quick, shall we? Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current wonderful patrons, Mr. Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage, Mark, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattbrillingham to find out how you can become a member of our patronage for as little as a dollar a month. And don't forget that our patrons will be enjoying their little Halloween packages going out soon. Hey, guess what happened in history today? Well, not today, but like
I don't have to. I can read it right here.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, go ahead.
No, I can't read it because.
Oh, okay. Well, guess what? So Lenny Bruce was born, and for those who don't know, he was a groundbreaking comedian who attacked 1960s social conventions and profanity-laced routines that frequently got him arrested. And I did not know that he died in 1966. He was like 1925 to 1966. I didn't realize he was from that time period. I thought he was from like the 60s, 70s, you know, rabble rouser. So
surprise. you didn't watch The Marvelous Miss Maisel?
Oh no. I watched an episode of it and I didn't go back. Not that it was a bad show at all. I just was not feeling it at the time.
Great show.
Yeah. And then Paul Simon was born in 1941, and Sacha Baron Cohen because there was something in my mouth. And was born in 1971. So guess what? French astronomer Charles Messier discovers the first spiral galaxy, dubbing it the Whirlpool Galaxy after the the washing machine. Only in the 2000s did scientists actually confirm the spiral shape of our own home, the Milky Way, as one of 2 trillion galaxies in the universe. Also on this day, Sir Isaac Brock saves Canada from the US invasion in 1812. In 1775, the Continental Congress authorizes the first naval force. Italy declared war on Germany, 1943. The American Basketball Association debuted in 1967. And in 1972, Uruguayan Air Force Flight 571 crashes in the Andes. That's not good. And those are the things that happen in history today. Well, let's see if we celebrate any holidays, shall we? Today in old America was called Columbus Day. Now we call it Indigenous Peoples Day.
No, they still call it Columbus Day.
All right. We also have It is English Language Day and Good Samaritan Day. Have you been a good Samaritan today?
Yeah.
Okay. International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction. That's always good. It is International Plain Language Day. I don't know how to speak to planes. It's Suit Up Day. Have you suited up today?
I got dressed.
Okay, I think that works. Suited up for a podcast, right?
Sure.
It's Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. That's bad. Kick Butt Day. National Kick Butt Day. Have you kicked butt? Have you kissed butt?
No.
Oh, okay. National M&M Day. I would celebrate. I mean, I think M&Ms are kind of an American staple. No?
I think they're more of an American candy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things where you say M&M and you're all like, yeah, that's
Yeah, but when I think of staples, I'm thinking of like flour, eggs,
Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah.
staple. Candies. I think,
Our luxury item for the rich.
well, lately,
Yeah.
but. No, I just I don't think of candy as being a staple, but they are, let's say, a favorite of most people. Now,
Definitely.
do you like peanut or the plain?
Oh gosh, it just depends on the mood. I mean, I also like the peanut butter and the crispy and the, I'll take the caramel. Those are good too.
That
Yeah.
wasn't the question.
Okay. I'd
Plain or
probably
peanut?
go for the peanut more than the plain.
Okay, all
Yeah.
right. Well, at least you're getting, like food product, and it's not just all candy.
Exactly. There's some protein in there, a little legume. Let's see. It's National No Bra Day. Got it done.
Yeah, we're cool here.
Yep. It's also National No Bra Day.
You just said that.
I know. It's there twice, so but
Okay,
yeah, I guess
okay.
I have to celebrate
I
twice.
thought you were having a Trump moment.
Oh no, I'm not that bad yet.
Did you hear that he said that the Biden FBI was
Yes.
trying to stop the insurrection? Not start, they were the reason it started the
Yeah,
insurrection.
there's 270 FBI and like, oh,
And it's like, you were
dude.
president. He
Yeah.
wasn't president yet. You can't blame that on him.
Did you hear that he couldn't remember the ambassador to Japan's name, the prime minister of Japan or something, so he called him Mr. Japan?
Well, he's done that many a time. Remember, it was Tim Apple.
Yeah. Tim Apple, Mr. Japan. Make it up as you go. Yeah.
Must be late in the afternoon.
We also have National Online Banking Day. Possibly could celebrate that later. It is National, was it on? Oh yeah, Train Your Brain Day. Yorkshire Puddin'.
Yum.
Do you like it?
Oh yeah, it's really good.
I don't know if I'm sure I must have had it at some point, but I don't remember it.
You might not have. It's kind of complicated.
Yeah. Is that requiring blood at all? The blood.
What? No, no.
How the British are always like, oh, blood, sausage and blood
Well,
pudding.
all sausages have blood in them pretty much if they're made out of animal. But no,
Sure.
with the Yorkshire pudding, it's basically you make up this batter, and it's a very loose batter. It's liquid batter, and you get, well, the best way is when you have like beef tallow in a pan. So my mother used to make it after she'd make a roast, and all the juices would be down there. And what you do is you pour in the batter, and it bubbles up like a
Oh, yeah.
monster. And it's and then you serve it with gravy, and it's yummy. But it's really tasty. Of course, what wouldn't, if it was drowning in beef tallow, so.
Yeah, exactly. Still. Huh. I'll have to make a point of that. It's also Native American Day, Silly Sayings Day, Thanksgiving in Canada, as we said, the US Navy's birthday. I wonder why they don't have a parade of ships going down Washington Street. Anyway, it's also Treat Yourself Day.
Okay.
And Tom is doing that with a Diet Coke, which I do not have any of. And that's it. So, wow, we celebrated a couple of those. That's weird. It's amazing how we both went without bras today. All right, well, it's also time to look at birthdays and see if there's anything fun. We'll figure that out at some point. There we go. Okay. Well, happy birthday today to, oh. Yeah, that's sad. Okay. Happy birthday to Holly. Also to Marin. And oh, I believe that would be Princess Holly, by the way. Also to Marin, to Greg, and do. Nope. Already did those. Okay, Daniel, Joe, Joey, Brady,
Denise?
Alan,
Denise?
Denise. Who's Denise?
Oh, that's right. You don't know her.
Oh, is she related to DeNephew?
No, she's a friend of Clint's and Brian and I.
Oh, that's so sweet. Anyway, moving on. It's also happy birthday to Brayden Allen, that wonderful Melinda. She makes the most beautiful watercolor cards. Also to Lewis Daniel, singer Casey Stratton, who just re-released his remastered early Tori Amos albums, I believe. Also to Aussie Martinez, Mr. Mark. We have Edwin Ryan, actor Ryan Williams, Kay, Jamie, sweet Jonathan, who we worked with in the one play that I can never remember the name of, the British one, the two boys. You remember it. All right, moving on. Billy and Julie, happy birthday, y'all. Not the sum of us. What the heck was it? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I have no idea what you're
Anyway,
talking about.
Beautiful Thing.
Okay.
Mr.
I wasn't there
Jonathan
for
from
that.
Beautiful Thing.
I wasn't there for that.
No, but you saw it. You were part of
No,
the
I don't think I
tour at
saw
the
it.
time, weren't you?
No, I don't think I saw it.
Oh, yes, you did, because you kept swearing that you could see right up into his open boxers. Yeah.
I
He's
don't think
45 years
so.
old now. That's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you were
Okay.
looking up the boxers.
Nope. He's too sweet. Too sweet. All right, moving on. Oh, happy birthday to Nephi, by the way. Now, we do have a few things in our feedback, starting with Sean, who said that he is not a big fan of comic book superhero genre, but like anything, it can be done well if there is focus on believable characters and good storytelling. Absolutely. Totally
Yeah.
agree with that. Also, Mr. Moose wrote in and said, glad that you liked X-Ambassadors. As a movie viewer, you've heard them before. They did some music for movies like Suicide Squad, Sonic and the Hedgehog, Transformers The Last Knight, Hellboy, and Aquaman, all of which were pretty decent movies, Aquaman aside, or maybe it was just Aquaman 2. And then also on TV, they've done stuff for NCIS New Orleans, Black Doves, Station 19, and The Good Doctor. I have not seen any of those shows, actually.
You haven't seen The Good Doctor?
No.
It was really a good show.
Yeah.
They had really compelling characters. Just very interesting. It was just another doctor show, but it wasn't. It's hard to kind of put into words, but I think you would have really liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he says it's a good band, and it certainly sounds like that. I've been enjoying listening to the tunes that he had suggested. They are now in my rotation. All right. And then well, it's time for some chub hugs. You got anything?
Well, to the people who are being affected by this shutdown, the government shutdown, and it's like, you feel it's catch 22. You feel bad for them, but it's a necessary evil. So, yeah.
I want to give a shout out to, well, Mr. Moose, and then also to all the unicorns and the frogs and the turtles and all the little creatures that are being gassed and shot at in Portland as they dance their little selves away in front of the ICE agency. And yeah.
Did you see that Chicago's starting to add in characters as well?
No, but good. Good for
Yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Make a
It's I
mockery.
actually, nothing is worse than mocking somebody like that or mocking something that's bad like that. It's the perfect way of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That way, when they take pictures, it's like, oh, so you're frightened of
Yeah, the big war is
the
with the,
character of the children's
frog.
characters. Oh no, I feel so I can't walk the streets knowing that there's a snowman coming down in the street at me.
Well,
Oh.
I can understand why it's Christy Gnome's worst nightmares, since she doesn't have a gun to shoot them all with.
Oh, she's got a gun.
She's a rotten person. All right. Well, moving on. Let's see. It's time for listener questions, and we didn't really get to any in, shall we say? But we do have some listener questions. Just a reminder, you can send us in your coming out story still. Also, Halloween stories, favorite memories as a kid, pet pictures. And also, you can challenge us to watch one episode of any show that you
Oh.
tell us to. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Now, since it is October and we did talk about the selfie contest, let's reveal a couple of selfies. Starting with Mr. Baron Frosty, who wrote in and said, you asked, I deliver. This was my Chucky Halloween costume from last year. And it is him as Chucky with a bloody knife. And
Are you
wow.
were you a Chucky fan?
No, never. Scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason I don't like it very much, because it's like I don't want stuffed animals to come to life and try to kill me.
All right,
Well,
exactly.
did you ever see Trilogy of Terror with Karen Black back
We
during the...
literally were just talking about this on Matinee Minutia on Saturday.
Well,
Yeah.
if you did you have you seen it?
I have seen that scene.
It's not a scene, it's a 30-minute
Short. Yeah.
short, yeah.
Yeah.
But oh my God, so terrified. So terrified. I was really surprised that they didn't market that well, better. You know, market it as far as like bringing out little dolls that, you know, don't take the chain off, you know, that type of thing. So.
Yeah, no, that is the one that I remember being so creeped out by. So, but yes, but this is a brilliant costume. Really, really vibrant and lifelike. But you know what else is lifelike? Mr. Moose with his I Love Halloween. So much fun to dress up and scare kids. Where are the videos, Moose? Where are the videos? I think about being a werewolf this year. Oh, let us know if you do that. The feed came in today. Nice. There is a skeleton from last year, a devil from the year before. This costume was from 2021. I remember a few kids too scared to walk up the driveway. A couple left in tears. So fun. I was all in black with an LED mask.
That's pretty
And
terrifying.
yeah, it really is. And there are some other ones here, some beautiful devil horns. And then what were the other ones? Oh, the skeleton, the full body skeleton one, that would have scared the piss out of me as a kid. And then yeah, the LED mask, gosh. That's brilliant. I am, So go over to our Facebook group, facebook.com/chubsgonewild, and you can look at these, and you definitely want to because they are awesome. So, Mr. Baron and Mr. Moose, thank you so much for sending those in. And you still have time to get yours in. But
Yeah,
now,
they can send it to chubsgonewild at gmail.com.
Definitely. And now Tom wants to talk to you about some very surprising and sad celebrity deaths.
Let's see, Ron Dean. He was an actor best known for his roles in Risky Business and The Breakfast Club. He was actually, if you remember Emilio Estevez talking about how his father would pressure him, he was the father. So, but he had, you know, he's known for Risky Business and Breakfast Club, but he had 96 acting credits when he died on October 5th at the age of 87. And then John L
Lodge.
Lodge, I don't know why I couldn't pronounce that for a moment. Maybe just a slight mini stroke.
Gosh.
The singer and bass guitarist of the British rock group, the Moody Blues. He died at 82. He was also singer and songwriter for them as well. So, let's see. And finally, just this last weekend, we got the news that Academy Award winner Diane Keaton had died at the age of 97. Best known for Family Stone, Annie Hall, The Godfather Pictures, The First Wives Club, or just a few of her many credits. She did win the Academy Award in 1977 for Best Actress for Annie Hall. I remember Rex Reed said, if she doesn't win the Academy Award in 1977 for, it was for Looking for Mr. Goodbar, there is no God. And then but she didn't get the nomination for that. She got the nomination for Annie Hall. So, I guess, yeah. But what was your favorite picture of hers?
I think it's probably the First Wives Club, but also I remember watching Baby Boom over and over and over, and that's when I fell in love with her. God, there's just so many. And you turned me on just last year to Family Stone. It's the first time I watched it, and it was awesome.
Well, and
So.
worse now because her character dies at the end of the
I
movie.
know, and that's
And
why,
so watching it this time is going to be super hard.
But I'm actually going to do a First Wives Club watch because that's the movie that I just fell in love with her in again. Anyway,
Well, you can't go too bad if you're also with Bette Midler and Goldie Hawn. So, that.
definitely.
Oh, and also Maggie Smith. She was in the First Wives Club. I mean, she was one of the first wives in the First Wives Club. So,
Right.
yeah, so
And
great show.
it was I you know how many times have we seen the First Wives Club type trope, and yet this is the first time that it actually really worked.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, so Tom wants to talk to you about
Well, let's start off with the Great British Baking Show. This week was Pastry Week.
Nice.
So they did a puff pastry and a garlic loaf pie. They called it a pie. It's one of those kind of like a meat pie. So it looks like a bread loaf, but they call it a pie.
Gotcha.
And then the finished thing was a sculptured tart. And I'm like, so I'm thinking, so it's got a decorative cover topping, right? Like, when you make a, I'm thinking like an apple pie where you put the leaves all over the top of it. No, it's a sculpt. You actually put a fucking sculpture on top of the tart. It was weird. I don't understand what the sculpture was for, but okay.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, but it was, well, there. It's always a good show. Always a good show. Let's see, on Survivor. Okay. Remember last week I was saying that there's always one team that sucks. So the one team, they lost the first week and the second week. And then this is the third show, third episode. And Jake, one of the guys on that team, gets bitten by a snake, a deadly snake. And it was a beautiful snake, though. It was a gorgeous snake. It was silver and black. It was so pretty. But
Gross.
so what, first of all, I'm thinking, I don't think I've ever heard of anybody getting bitten by a snake on Survivor, and we're talking 49 seasons.
All right.
So they of course they realized. Oh, and the other thing that was cool was one of the guys goes, the guy on the same team goes, so I went and checked the book to see if it was a deadly snake or not, because I guess they all have a binder of what to not look or what to look for and what to not touch and certain plants and which I'd never heard of before. They've never made reference to that, and it said, very deadly snake. So of course, the producer's going, okay, how are you feeling? I mean, what's going on? And he's like, I feel fine, but I think I got bit. I'm pretty sure I got bit. And I'm thinking, if he got bit by this thing, he would know it by now, And so they brought out a boat. They took him back to camp, the production camp. And they were, oh, Jeff was getting a lot of good footage of that,
I
bringing him
bet.
in and talking. They ended up taking him out of the show because they said, okay, we're pretty sure you got what's known as a non-lethal bite. It bit you, but it didn't release. It bit you to make you go away, not to kill you. And so they said, and so because you're now malnutrition, you've got malnutrition, you're dehydrated, you just had this terrible thing happen to you, we're taking you out of the show. He had a baby coming, and they just said, just be smart about this. I bet you anything he'll be back for the next season. I'm sure.
Makes sense.
They usually like to do that when it's something that's out of these people's they just can't. It's not something that they can control. So they usually bring them back. So that team has now down to three people. Okay, then at the end of they do the challenge, they lose, of course, and now they had to send a fourth person home on the third episode.
on the same
So
team.
next week they're definitely going to
Merge.
they're definitely going to have to, well, not merge. They're going to have to break down the teams into a smaller teams, but still, I don't
Gotcha.
know how, see, the weird thing is that they had 18. This brings them down to 14 and maybe two sevens. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Let's see. Task, which is over on HBO Max or HBO, if that's how you watch the sh your shows.
Right.
Task, it's the Mark Ruffalo series, and it's been it started off, I wasn't sure if I was going to like it, but it started getting really good, and so I'm pretty happy with it. And Mark Ruffalo and one of the guys that on his task, I keep thinking maybe they could kiss, you know, just kiss a little bit, and that'd be fun, but they still haven't kissed. So High Potential is back with fun mysteries, enjoying that. We just watched the Gen V last night. It was sad we didn't get to see any penises this week. I know, it was kind of disappointing, but we did find out that the main character, the girl with, that can control blood, she her sister was killed, and she brought her back to life. She can control blood, so that was creepy. And then we find out that her character is has the same kind of strength, not the same strengths, but is as strong a soup as the bad guy. What's his name? The blonde and the boys, Highlander. Highlander. Yeah, so that's something we just found out. We finished up the English teacher, and it was the last two episodes were the sleepover and the graduation, and both really great episodes. And I think the graduation felt kind of like they know that they're not coming back. I mean, I've been watching it. It's never hit Hulu's top 10. No, Hulu's top 15. So, and you know, it's if it's not getting ratings, they're not keeping it. That's the way it works. So, let's see. Difficult People, so well written. This is an old show on Hulu, but I like to go back and watch it every once in a while. It's just so good. Oh, this was interesting. I'm watching Bewitched, and in the first season, Paul Lynn is the driving instructor in an episode, and I'm like, oh my, that, oh, okay, all right, I'll just ignore it. I'm not sure how that happens, but okay. And then we just got Aunt Clara in, and now the thing is finally funny. You know, Aunt Clara, I didn't realize how what a funny character she was. I remember what a lovely character she was, but I didn't remember her being that funny. And I did want to say that if it weren't for the Kravitz, the first half of the season wouldn't have been funny at all. Because Mrs. Kravitz is truly hilarious, and I really loved her husband, Abner, but he never got much credit because she was such a wild character, and he was so like, "Why am I in this marriage?" You know, kind of thing. So we just saw it where she thought she had powers. That was the episode I
Oh
watched.
yeah, I love that
So,
one.
just fun. Now, are you watching Monsters, the Ed Gein story?
No.
Well.
I don't know though.
Well, what I found interesting about it is the way they're weaving the Ed Gein legend into how Hitchcock used Ed Gein as Norman Bates, based on his character. And I think I've mentioned this before, the Texas Chainsaw and Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. And I don't know, there may even be more that I don't even know about, but I haven't got that far into the series. But it's really interesting. And I did hear I was watching the WoW report, which I know you don't like, but they were bitching about it, and it was like they're bringing off this trans vibe, and he's not trans, and it's like, and it's up, it's like, you know what, trans people have much, they're much stronger than you think they are. So if some character, I mean, the fact is, Ed Gein and Norman Bates and Buffalo Bill were all trying to make their mother, out of, skin. And so, and then Leatherface actually wore skin, a fake face on his face. So it's not transing as much as it's, these are psycho people. Calm down. But boy, the guys on the WoW report were, they were all on their period this last week. They were angry at everything, and I'm like, we got to we were down a couple people from who are usually regular on there, and they're much more positive. But James St. James was just a bitter queen on the show this week, so it was pretty. It made it kind of funny, but it was like, oh my God, stop it. Why are, what is, and the guests he had on in place of the other two were also bitchy. It was a bitch fest. Now I was curious, where are you screening your Hollywood Halloween movies from? Do you have like a favorite source?
No. I just think of what I want and the ones that I watch every year, and then I just try to add a couple new ones to see what's going on. But
Well, I'll
usually
tell
I
you,
hear about stuff from you, so.
I've been looking at things like, because some of the screening places will actually, like Peacock, they have, it's actually pretty good. They actually have it in the line listing, TV movie Halloween, which I appreciate. But it was much harder to maneuver around than it has been in the past years. Paramount Plus, though, has, I didn't realize how many fucking things they have as far as franchise, because they have quite a few franchises that, you can see all the screams, and of course now I'm completely blank, but yes, you can, there's so many. And Warner just doesn't seem to care this year. So okay, because they're usually, I mean, this is a great way to get people onto the screening platforms.
The only ones that I've really seen being pushed this year are Charmed is the original Charmed is just being pushed left and right. Now, obviously it's in my algorithms because, I'm a fan and I'm in several groups. But I'm seeing ads for it like crazy on was it Peacock? Peacock or Paramount? I think it's Peacock. So it's there. But also I have the way that I do, I have a lot of the ones that I like, I found on sale off season on Fandango at home. So I have my list there. And then I also have a YouTube list that has tons of sitcom episodes and movies that aren't like mainstream, that are more the TV movies that somebody found from the 87 and threw up there. Those type of things. I go through all the fun stuff first and then do my hardcore, like
Yeah, Charms. This is funny. Charms available on Hulu, Disney, HBO Max. Only the first four seasons on Netflix, and all eight seasons on Peacock. Crazy.
It is like for some reason this year, and it may be because this is I think this may be the first year
Yes,
after
it
Shannon
is.
Doherty died
Right.
that I mean it's just everywhere and people are just going crazy for it,
I
which
did
I'm
want to
happy to see, but.
mention that The Substance, that is the Demi Moore movie, is now available on HBO Max. Megan 2.0 is available on Peacock. The Naked Gun is on Paramount Plus, and How to Train Your Dragon is also on Peacock.
Yay, I'm gonna be watching that one soon. And
Yeah.
it's got Yummy Daddy in it. Who is it?
I have not seen it.
Phantom of the Opera.
Oh
Great
yeah. Well, he's
actor.
wasn't he the guy who voiced it to begin with?
Probably.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, I think he was
That's the
the
dad or
voice in the
something.
animated one, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
Let's see. On Netflix, there's a new series called True Hauntings, and this is from James Wan, who, did so many great things with the Conjuring things,
Okay.
and
Yeah.
he's been behind a lot of those fun, scary movies that have come out recently, and he's the producer on this. It's 5 episodes. The first 3 episodes are about a haunting in a college, and the second two two the final 2 episodes are about these people that move into this house that's haunted. And I watched all 3 episodes of the first one in a row because it was really compelling, and then I watched yesterday. I watched the other two right through, and it was great fun. Great fun. Really good shows for if you like ghost stories. Let's see. Is it Cake? Halloween has started over on Netflix, so that is fun if that's your kind of thing.
It
And we started watching
Oh, wait.
the.
Yeah, okay. Go. I had to. I was confusing it with
Mini stroke?
what?
You had a mini stroke?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I was confusing it with our nailed it. Now
Okay.
I remember. So, okay.
Okay. We're good now?
Yes, we are.
Okay. We started watching, we watched the first episode of The Amazing Race, the new season, because it's all Big Brother vets. So
Oh.
it was okay.
Yeah.
I you know we'll see. It might be a good filler here and there,
Right.
but it does have Angela, who I hated.
Ugh.
But it, I'm thinking she can't really be a miserable person. She's with her daughter, but we can see her in misery, so maybe that's worth watching it for.
There you go.
Yeah.
And of course, hopefully they didn't bring back Rachel for it.
No, Rachel.
Oh,
She
thank goodness.
well, she's already done it once, so.
She's already done it. I thought she was in it at least twice, maybe three times, I think.
Amazing Race?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's like
Okay.
her and Brandon. They couldn't get enough of them. So anyway,
Yeah. That's pretty much
did you
it.
see the episode
Oh.
of it wasn't it was a talk show. Actually, it was a British talk show, so maybe you didn't see it, but where the person, one of the people that hosts Is It Cake, sat down to do an interview, and the chair that she sat on
Yeah.
turned out to be cake.
It wasn't Is It Cake, it was the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. That's why
And
I'm confused.
I think I'm the one that pointed that out too.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
so.
But it's making its round again. I've seen it like three times now in the forwards.
Yeah, it was funny because I just love the fact she's sitting down and she's going, "Is this cake?" And
Yeah.
it was, as a matter of fact, it is, which was gross.
Yeah,
But
I
yeah.
know. I was like, I hope the whole chair isn't cake. But yeah.
Well, it has to. I mean, she's a big girl. It has to hold her up too. So
Right.
yeah. But other than that, I don't think. Yeah, I think that's it for my week.
Okay. Well, my week, we did our annual trip up to Apple Hill, so on Thursday. So that was fun. Got to explore the shops, do a little bit of holiday shopping early. I found that we went to a secondhand place on the way home down on I forget which street it is, but it's not too far from our places. It's between you and I. And I found a beautiful ceramic serving plate. It's about a foot and a half long, and it's got four divots, so you can put, different sauces or olives or pickles and stuff like that in. And it's very colorful, and it's got roosters, which I kind of collect roosters if they're really kitschy. And it was like $8.99 because it's a resale secondhand. So I was able with tax to get it for $10, and it was just beautiful. So it was my find of the day. I was very happy about that. We went to Apple Hill. High Hill is where we go with all the crafts and the over expensive everything. Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe some of the prices that have jumped up just from last year. And oh, finally tried the donuts. We've just never had the donuts from there. And so we finally tried them because apparently people drive all the way up the hill just to have their donuts. I will say that they do live up to the hype. And I was kind of like, they're just going to be donuts. But no, they were amazing. And the apple fritters, oh my stars and garters, they were just beautiful. Absolutely probably the best fritter I've ever had. So.
Yeah, we there used to be a place up there because my folks had a cabin up in Pollock Pines, and so during Apple Hill time we would go up there and stay, and then we'd go down in the morning and hit one of the pie shops for donuts or apple fritters. And there's this one that had an apple fritter, and it was the size of like maybe like the size of a 45, that size. And it was, they're always a big mound, and it had all this apple cut up inside it. And it was so wonderful. And that place that we went to closed down. So we never got those again. And I'm kind of shy around the pie places, 'cause they're pie centric, and so you really have to go to the places that have bakeries, that so you can get like the apple cider donuts, which are always they're always so good. And I have a recipe, and I should try making them this year.
That would
But
be
yeah, I
great.
love apple cider donuts as well, so.
We didn't get the I didn't get the apple cider. I got the cinnamon. I got a cinnamon donut and then an apple fritter, and this person serving me was yakking with the other server next to her and not paying attention. So she actually gave me two cinnamon donuts to charge me for one. So I was like, yay. But I will tell you that apple fritter is it had chunks of apple in it, and I do not like chunks of fruit in food like that. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was great. What wasn't great was the Fudge Factory. You've been there?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I usually get a package of the mixture of fudges to bring home to mom, and it has jumped up from like $12 for six to $22 for four, and I got it anyway because I want to bring something home to mom, but oh my gosh, that was just it's horrible. It's just horrible.
Well, I just hate the whole place. That location is not my favorite.
Oh yeah, not to and thankfully this year everybody that was in line with around me and like people are asking me questions like I know what the fuck's going on, but everybody was very nice this time. But man, you get in that little tiny shop with all that stuff where you can barely get through anywhere, and there's 50 people crammed into this tiny little thing.
Children.
Oh my gosh, dragging their
That's
babies along,
why I don't like
knocking
that.
stuff over.
I mean, that it's the place is made to for families. They want
Right.
families to go there.
Well,
They go.
thankfully, we went on a Thursday, so there
Yeah,
was a.
that absolutely helps. Normally
Yeah.
on weekdays you're getting seniors and
Yeah. Oh,
and
and there
yeah.
were people like with their walkers and stuff like that. And I was like, that's fine with me because it's not a bunch of people dragging their babies around. But, and it's always nice to see the friendly dogs that kind of amble by and, you know. Oh, and we stop at this one pumpkin patch place where Ouija likes to get his designer pumpkin beer ale stuff. But we actually had lunch there, and they have a dog, kind of an older dog now, and it always comes up and sits there and says, "Hello, I'm here. You're eating. You must feed me. This is the way of the world."
Is this the Jack Russell Terrier place?
No.
Okay.
This they have a. It's not a lab, but it's kind of a black muddish type, and
Okay.
very sweet dog though. But it's like, feed me, but don't touch. So anyway, let's see. I'm on season 9 of Halloween Baking Championship, catching back up so that we can, by the time that you get to the end of the current one, I'll be caught up to the end of the current one.
Well, speaking of the current one, the guy, I think he's French.
Oh yeah. He's amazing.
He looks a lot like Eric Wheeler.
Really? I never
Yeah,
thought about that.
take a look at him. He looks an awful lot like Eric Wheeler.
Okay. I will check that out. I'm enjoying the older episodes because by the time that I get to the next year, I forget a lot of what they baked. And some of the stuff is just really inventive. And every year, it really is. They're getting better with stronger bakers every year. So it's been really fun to see. Oh yeah, I kind of remember that. What a good job.
And the costume, I hate the costumes, but boy, this year, this last week, on the show, the costumes were phenomenal for the judges. First of all, Carla had on a full latex headpiece. She was an alien. I'm thinking, where they put all that hair? But she was still able to eat, but it's like, oh my God, you guys, calm the fuck down.
I know sometimes they're amazing, and like on the earlier ones when they had Lorraine on, and they would have like that they would put the different color contacts in their eyes and things. It's just sometimes they're very beautiful.
Well,
Anyway,
I just don't like costumes, so I know I'm terrible, but
And then I've been, of course, watching The Good Witch, the TV show now, not the movies, but watching the TV show. And it's just such a fun, it's one of those mo this very calming show. Like, yes, there's some little dramatic moments that happen here and there, but you know, by the next episode, they're going to be just fine again because the Good Witch is a witch.
episodic.
Yes. Well,
Jan's going to be over her thing in, by the
everything
end
is
of the
within like
episode.
a 2 year span. Exactly. Like whatever it is, by the next episode, it's going to be complete and we're going to be moving on. And then let's see. So on Matinee Minutia this time, we talked about Invaders from Mars, the 1986 version, which was the cheesiest freaking movie. Now, for some reason, my friend Doug and I actually saw this in the theater when I was a kid, which is rare because I barely ever got to go to the movies as a kid, but we did see this. And I remember the opening and I remember the ending, and I didn't remember hardly anything else in the middle of it. But yeah, this was Karen Black was in this one, and she played this evil teacher who, well, she wasn't evil, but she got turned by the Martians, of course. Really fun performances, just cheesy, 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 all the way across the board. And then, but And then we watched Invaders from Mars from the 1953 version. And the 1953 version, there were some interesting differences, like the difference between the fathers when they got taken over. In the 86 version, he got taken over and he was stern, but he was still kind of like not like physically abusive. But in the 1953 version, David, the kid, comes up to ask him a question and he just backhands him across the room. And then the mother comes in and she saw like sees him laying on the floor, and he's like, "Why don't you go get ready for bed, darling?" So that was like, wow. And then he would just like grab the wife and manhandle her around and throw her in the sand pit to be sucked up by the aliens, just all sorts of weird differences. And in the 53 version, the woman that believes him, the actress, was playing a doctor. And yet in the 86 version, she had to be a nurse. Karen Black, of course, who I didn't even recognize because she was blonde. So very fun. If you want to hear more about that, Matinee Minutia will be out next week, and you can check that out and hear us talking about that.
See, I always liked the Invasion of the Body Snatchers better.
Yeah, and it was right around the same time.
Yeah, they both were.
Yeah.
Well, Invasion of Body Snatchers was 78, and the original was, I know it was the late 50s, but yeah, right around the same time period. That's, of course, that was the time period where everybody was into cheesy horror films. Well, and a lot of it had to do with the fact that you usually would shoot them out in a desert or someplace where they didn't need to probably a permit to film, and you just need four or five actors, and we're trapped on a camping trip and there's a killer, So those were always fun. But then we got some good things out of there, like The Blob and Invasion of the Body Snatchers, because I think the original one was much better than the new one with Donald Sutherland. I mean,
Oh,
it had its
yes.
moments. It had its moments, but it was, God, Veronica Cartwright screaming through the whole thing. That got tiresome.
Yeah, mom and I tried to watch the Donald Sutherland version at one point, and both of us were just like, and then the guy that directed the 1986 version, he actually was that director actually directed the Texas Chainsaw Massacre
Oh, it's Toby Hooper.
two, yeah. And like all sorts of other like amazing iconic films,
Yeah, Poltergeist.
and yet I'm watching Invaders from Mars going, oh, what happened? But if you want to get into the holiday spirit, if you like these cheesy ass sci-fi movies, there is a channel on that you can get through Prime called Midnight Pulp. And this sucker has all sorts of just the cheesiest, some more current, but mostly the older, like House of the Living Dead, the just the Curse of the Queer Wolf. What? Oh, I gotta put that in my I gotta remember to watch that. Dancers from Mars, where it has shirtless guys. Princess of Mars, excuse me. Just tons of fun stuff. So the Green Hornet Strikes Again, the original Batman and Robin.
Well, yeah, those kind of movies are basically what they made. What's the one where the robots would watch movies and comment through the whole thing?
Yes.
Yeah,
Mystery Science Theater 2000.
it sounds a lot like that. I there was a time period where that was, I love those movies. I've grown out of that, but yeah, I did. I used to love, just because they were so dumb.
Yep.
And
He's
you
the
always had
last.
the blonde girl with the curly, tight, curly hair, and she would always, scream with her hands around her face. It was always, so predictable.
Yep. Let's see. So I also, for some insane reason, started kind of watching The Expanse again, which is I believe it was 4 seasons. It's a sci-fi show. It's really, really good. It's a great series, but it's not one that I really intended to go back and watch. It just kind of happened to be on, and I ended up watching some of it. But for if the Expanse fans, they are going to be, I don't know whether it's going to be a continuance or whether it's going to be like a newer series based off of it. But it is coming back, which is good because it kind of ended way too soon. Great cast. So,
4 seasons and it ended too soon.
yeah.
Okay.
And let me tell you, if you haven't seen it, not only is it a really good, well-written sci-fi show, but there are some gorgeous friggin' guys on there. So just saying, if you're into that. And then I watch Casper for my holiday stuff. I watch Casper, and I love half the movie, which is the half with the people in it, and then I hate half the movie, which is the part with the annoying ghosts in it, which of course you have to have because they're the protagonists, but at the or antagonists. But at the same time, I just hate the fucking ghosts. They're so badly done. Anyway, and then of course I watched The House with the Clock in Its Walls, which has become a yearly thing for me, and I just find it fun. It's one of my more likable Jack Black flicks. Flicks. Yes, that one.
What about Halloween Town? Have you watched Halloween Town yet?
Yeah, that's going to be, well, actually, we're coming up on the 15th, so I'll be watching that. And actually, our friend West was just talking about that. He lives up near where that town was, I believe, was put together. Yes, look at all that gorgeous there. And that was pretty much my small viewing week. I haven't really been able to watch too much. All right. So, what would you do? A relative confides a deep family secret to you, something that could change how others view them. Later, another family member directly asks you about it. Do you protect the secret, dodge the question, or tell the truth?
I dodged the question.
Same. Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like,
No,
why are you asking me that?
no one tells me shit anymore. That.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because it's obviously not my secret to tell. And if you want to know, go ask the person themselves. So anyway, okay. Love it or hate it, working from home versus going into the office.
Well, because I've got to do both, which you have as well. I didn't mind going into the office when I was working for VPD. I mean, it was a fun atmosphere, and movies and celebrities coming in, so that was fun. But I'm much more productive at home when I don't have somebody hanging over my shoulder watching what I'm doing. And I mean, sure, I was always the type of person that they give me 8 hours of work and I would get it done at four. So And it's like I never could figure out how to stretch it out to make it look like I'm busy the whole time. So that was kind of that's why I didn't like having them hang over my shoulder. Where at home I'm checking, I can check my phone, I can check my pad, when
Yeah.
I'm in between calls. There's nothing to do. That well, you can always find something to do. No, not really. I mean, I can go make
Right.
lunch, but yeah, I mean, I know that people are less productive at home, but for me, I think I was more productive. I got all my work done, and I'm still hanging out, waiting for phone calls if they come in, but all my work was always done really quickly, because I just. There's just something about having eyes on you all the time that I think it makes it hard to work.
Right. Yeah, no, I enjoyed my office time for a couple of my jobs, but having worked, half time basically and working from home the last gosh, what, 6, 7, 8 years, I have come to like it more because that way setting my own schedule has helped me a lot, especially as I have found out more about, what ADHD is and how it works and how to make work around my own brain and stuff like that. Like it has helped me become more able to focus on tasks when I need to.
Right. And I can't say that I've missed the commute.
Oh, that's always been was the big thing for me because not having, having to figure out my rides to and home all the time, that was a pain. That was annoying. All right. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, have you ever experienced culture shock?
Have you?
I've never really been outside of actually this area except for like maybe Southern California and then up to Washington. So I can't say that I have.
What would you say? What do you say is the definition of culture shock?
I don't know. Let's do this thing called looking it up.
Oh,
Define
wait, let me get my encyclopedia.
culture shock. I mean, okay, the feeling of disorientation experienced by someone who is suddenly subjected to an unfamiliar culture, way of life, or set of attitudes.
Oh, then
How about
yes.
when I walked into a church as a kid and they like believed that musical instruments were a sin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I would consider that a little culture shock, maybe.
Yeah, I don't when I've gone because I'm pretty well traveled and
Yeah.
I'm when I'm traveling, I want culture. I
Yeah.
want to see the
Yeah.
culture, but I'm not usually like it's like oh my God, because I already know what to expect. But going in, I mean, perfect example is when you go to a meeting, let's say, and you're sitting there, and this might not be work, this may be you got called, and then all of a sudden you realize that. Oh my God, this is a MAGA group of people. Yeah, culture shock. Because it's hard for me to hear people be so selfish with, it's like, why should I have to pay for t my taxes? Well, there's a thing called roads. You like those, right? The fire department. Yeah. And so I get to the part where it makes me I want to get angry, but I get kind of frightened by it. It's like that, the pitchfork and the torches coming after you kind of quality when you're with a group of people. So yeah, I have experienced it before.
Gosh.
Or being around very young people.
I
And
try to avoid that.
listening to them talk is really, it's like, wow, was I this vacant when I was that age? Maybe.
All right. Okay. So, yeah.
Next question.
Next question. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, do you think celebrities still have the same cultural power they used to, or has social media changed that?
Well, the ones that I know that are still, they're playing the social media game, a lot of them, and that keeps them relevant. It's like, I mean, look at Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean,
Oh,
she
I
is
know,
just
right? She's
all out
amazing.
there all the time, and it's and but you look at she's wins an Academy Award and an Emmy in the same year, and she's having a good time. So, and she's making, she's making money. She's still working. She's my age. So, and she's not just still working. She's starring in movies. She's the lead, one of the lead characters. It's not like, she's playing somebody's grandmother and she's got two scenes. And we've seen that before. So don't lean your head that way. It makes it look like you've. Yeah, okay, that's better. Not, well, not better, but
Thank
it's
you.
better.
All right. So, I think they have in some ways playing the game, I think they kind of have more because their opinions, their voice, their whatever they put out there is more immediately available to us.
Right. I mean, it would have taken,
Waiting a
weeks.
month to hear the magazine to
Yeah,
get the
weeks to hear
magazine,
you hear that how people reacted like to the Charlie Kirk's death, and how that within a couple days people were like running for the hills because of saying the wrong thing online. But it's still very effective. There's this woman I watch on YouTube, and she's the one who does the social media for The Great Gatsby on Broadway and maybe Happy Endings. And I started watching her because of The Great Gatsby thing. And then she goes, well, I've just taken on a new one. It's called Maybe Happy Endings. It's a lovely show. I loved the show when I saw it. So I was really excited that I got to be, working on its social media. And when she started working on the social media, all of a sudden, it went from struggling musical to major hit. And I kept thinking to myself, it can be so effective when it's used correctly. Social media is such, I mean, when we were putting up theater, if we had the capability of I mean, we started to towards the end, but at the beginning, we didn't have, we didn't have email addresses locked in that we could be sending out to, people. And nowadays, you sign up and we'll let you know when we got a new show coming up. And it's like, oh, great. That's what I want. This is when social media works for me, is when they tell me things I want to hear, not just say things whether I want to hear them or not. I love it. I love being notified about things I want to be notified about. And it's so effective when it does.
And that's one of the reasons that I get even more irritated with places like the Facebook and things like that, where you have to pay to play it now. Everything you can put whatever you want on your page, but it's going to be stifled and nobody's going to see it unless you pay, the $5, $10, $15 to bump it up. And then maybe, 10 people on your timeline will see it at that point. So that's just, it's very frustrating. It's like, it's not social media now. It's just another way to advertise.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, that's the I look at some struggling businesses, and I'm like, what, I first of all, I know that a lot, most of these things they're using Google to advertise themselves. Okay, which is great, but you know what? I don't go on to Google because I've got an Apple phone, so my Apple phone immediately goes on to whatever it's Apple's called. I go on, so when I do a search, it searches through the Apple, God, what is it called? I'm completely blank on it. Anyway, and so I look for a local yogurt shop, and the local shop I want to see if they're even open is not even showing up here. They don't
Yeah.
even list them when I do a search. And then if I go on Google, there it is. But I'm thinking, everybody with an iPhone, which is most people, aren't immediately going. Maybe younger people are going to Google and Googling, but I just go down to, the little thing at the bottom of the phone and hit that when I'm going to the little, it looks like a compass dial.
Oh,
So
Safari.
Safari, thank you.
Yeah,
That's
okay.
yeah. But Safari, so and I think that and I, because I was in the business with Kukui of advertising online,
Yeah.
and you can advertise with Google and you're paying like $35 a month.
Yeah.
You can go to Safari, you're paying like $12. So you, for $50, you can hit a lot of people that way. But I just, I, it's, I know this is way off topic,
Well, no, not
but
really. I mean, yeah.
social, I just wish people were using social media for something better than just to insult people or try to, like, how many old men need to make sexy pictures, reels of themselves? Have you seen all those? They're, and it's like you're 80 years old and you're trying to look sexy in a reel, taking off your shirt. You can barely stand.
The thing that got
And I
me.
know there's places for that,
Oh yeah.
but I'm just surprised
But
that,
maybe not a reel. Yeah.
yeah.
No, but the thing that got me is Heather and I went shopping at Winco last night, and when we were back here, I showed her this video of a coyote going after a kid in the backyard, and the cat, there's a cat there, and the cat like attacks the coyote and fends him off. And then the cat comes running over to the boy, and the boy praises the cat. And it's AI.
Of course it is.
But
It's edited.
if you just casually observe the video without really looking at it, you'd be like, wow, that's a pretty damn good cat. And
All
but
the
you
it's it.
really you pay attention to it, and you're like, motherfucker, that is AI, and it's so obvious. Well, then there's one where it's the same type of video, but with a horse attacking
Well,
the
I've
and
actually
then
seen that one with the little kid and the cat and the coyote, and I've seen it with a bear and a cat and I know and a dog, a bear. No, it was a cat. It was a cat, and I've seen it with something else, and I don't remember what
It
the.
was a cheetah and a dog.
Oh, that's right. I've seen. It's like my favorite though are the ones where the tidal wave comes, and wipes out everything because it's like. I'll go, oh my God, Sean, look, there's like a tsunami, and look at all these people that were killed. And he just looks at me like, stop showing me this shit. It's not real.
But
And I'm
there
like,
were we just went down this
ugh.
like rabbit hole of one after the other after the other, and there were some, and my thoughts on it were, one, there are some of these that if you didn't really pay attention, you could really think that that was real because it was that well done. And yet, on the other hand, it's like, who in the fuck is sitting there just churning these things out so that they can throw it out there, get hits on it
Right.
from people that don't know what it is, and then make money off of how many people respond to it? And yeah. So it just is crazy. All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, what do you think defines a good life in today's world, and has that changed over time?
Well, yeah, it's obviously changed over time.
Yeah, six
Because
months of time.
I mean, it, but no, if you think about it,
Maybe 10 months. Yeah, you're right.
in the 60s, a young couple getting married and buying a house was a common thing. It was
Yeah.
actually it was expected. But nowadays, the average home is being purchased by somebody 38 years old. That's the average home buyer now. So,
And that they're lucky. if
They're
they
lucky
can.
if they,
But
but usually that means they've somewhat established in a business where they're making enough money. But I tell you, when I hear people are buying $600,000 houses, I'm thinking, and how are they paying for those houses?
Well, and not only that, but you're looking at their $600,000 house and you're like, okay, that was like 200,000 like 5 years ago. Well, maybe not 5 years ago, but close, you
But
know.
the my point still is that it's unaffordable for most people, and you know, it's the same thing with this whole healthcare thing. You know, no one can afford the healthcare without the subsidies, and if you can, that's great. But if you can't, those subsidies are what's keeping people healthy, and it's like, 'cause that's so expensive, homes are expensive, you know. You can't go to the grocery store anymore without, you know, shelling out.
And these people that are going on about, oh, well, the average income now is like $70,000, and I'm like, from who? There are very few people that I know that are actually making that much money a year. So,
Well,
and they're expected to fork out $1,500 a month just for one person's health insurance.
right. Yeah. So it's just, but getting back to the question, yeah, so it's changed. But what was the whole question?
What do you think defines a good life in today's world?
Yeah, I don't know. That
You know,
defines a good life. I mean, it's all subjective. I know, I'm happy with mine.
right. To me, coming from my history, what I say defines a good life is having a stable home that you can afford, having enough money that you don't have to count everything when you go shopping, and being able to, you know, take care of yourself and your family,
Be healthy.
health-wise,
Yeah.
and get around to where you're going and be you know, be healthy and not have to, you don't have to be rich, but at least not worry about money
Yeah.
and
Well,
have a good, steady home.
like the point of when you can't eat in January because you overspent in December. You know, that type of thing. And it's that's tough. It makes things tough. So,
Yeah, I mean, you know, these dictators and shit like that, you know, think that we all like, they don't realize that most people, they just want to be able to have a decent life and watch TV and do their projects and like they don't want to rule the world like, you know, the crazy people do. We just want to do our things and be left alone. That's it.
and be happy. Just be happy at home, safe living, that the whole thing.
And that's a good
Yeah.
life. Anyway. All right.
And no children, no children.
Well, for some of us, that's a good deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the other people have the children. let's see. I remember.
My brother will not watch a show with children in it.
Well, I don't know how you do that much these days,
I
but
mean, there
it's
could
all
be a
about
child in it,
saving the woman and saving the child.
but he would let's say he won't watch Goonies, you know, because it's, you know, that, or he won't watch, because I said I was trying to get him to watch Gen V, and he goes, no, kids.
They're too young. The other week when I watched all those Korean sci-fi shows, every single one of them was about saving a little child. Mostly, usually it was a woman, but about saving a kid. That was like every single one of those movies about saving a kid. It's like, come on, people. All right. Anyway, I remember waiting weeks for film to come back from the photo lab.
Oh, it was only 2 or 3 days. Like the whatchamacallits, the photo mats.
You have to drive up, go up to that little hut, that little house in the parking lot.
I know. Can you imagine? I'm wondering if we had any of our listeners actually worked one of those.
That would be cool.
Because I always thought, well, it'd be fun because you could you the things weren't sealed, so you'd be able to, go through it and make sure everything, oh, look at this. But yeah, oh, I hated that. And the other thing is just my parents, basically, there's like no pictures of me as a child. I mean, there's like a few. There's a few, but not too many. Much more of my brother than me. And it was like, I swear it's an old joke, but there were me going off to school, to kindergarten, and my high school graduation were on the same roll. That's how few pictures were taken of me.
You remember when you'd have to be careful that the camera didn't open because you would expose the whole roll of film and lose everything?
Oh, and then you take it
Shit like
in and
that.
thinking, okay, maybe it's okay. And then you get back nothing.
Just white, just a bunch of pictures of white blobs and blurs. Or when it would double exposure on some of them. I had like an entire roll that had like pictures of the dogs and the cats like superimposed over like me and my mom driving and stuff like that. It was very crazy. Anyway, that was an interesting memory, but I'm glad we don't have to do that anymore. Let's see. Although it's interesting, they still have photo places from like and like Walgreens and CVS and stuff. All right. What's in your lunchbox? Well, Mr. Moose wrote in and said, "Guess what? I've been eating a lot." Because who can say no to a big hot foldable slice of pepperoni pizza? I can't. And yeah, I can't either. I love that. I love a
It's
good
well,
pizza.
and it's once again, it's just a mouth-watering picture.
Yes. Made peanut butter fudge. I like that. I did make peanut butter fudge once and it was nice, but usually, I like a little bit of chocolate with it.
Yeah, I'm more of a chocolate fudge, or actually, what is the because there's a. It wasn't white chocolate, but what was it? I don't know. There used to be a white version of that too. It was chocolate, the brown, and then the peanut butter, which was lighter, and then there was even a lighter one.
So we had
I don't know.
peanut butter and we had a maple, and I tried a pumpkin fudge on
Blech.
Thursday, and I'm telling you, it did not taste how you expect pumpkin spice to have that kind of bite to it. It wasn't this. It was much sweeter. It was so good. All right, made fudge since it's getting cooler. Made a bunch of it in the winter. So there's the chocolate fudge.
Yeah. Are those nuts? No,
Probably.
what is
Oh, you
that?
mean in the chocolate in the
Yeah.
fudge? I don't know. Probably walnuts or something.
No, I don't think it is actually. I think
All right, well,
it's just
don't
the,
let us know.
yeah. Well, my mom would always make it with walnuts.
Yeah, that's my
It,
mom never made it with walnuts because she didn't like it. She just likes the fudge.
Yeah,
Nothing in
I don't need the texture. I just want to smear this all over the inside of my mouth.
it. Then we have made more green beans and beef from the Thai restaurant.
Oh
Hubby
my God.
ordered a noodle dish made with tofu and hot chili paste. Loved it from the Thai restaurant. This Thai restaurant looks really good.
What is this last stuff?
Made chicken salad tonight for dinner. This turned out really good. Roasted chicken, grapes, almonds, and celery, lemon juice, and mayo for the sauce. Lurie Dean would love that.
Well, it's
Oh, it's raining
I don't really well, I can see that it's the
on the screen. Yeah, but I
your
can
window's
hear it
all wet.
outside.
Oh, okay. I just don't like celery.
Yeah, in chicken salad and stuff like that, I could do without the almonds and the grapes. I don't mind celery and very light on the lemon juice. But I'll tell you, the roasted chicken and the mayo and all that, yum.
I only like celery when it's cooked, like in
Stuffing.
stuffing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's okay. And I it's a necessity when you're making stock, you know, because celery has that wonderful taste to it. I got around it by buying celery salt. I got a big container
Oh,
of it. So I
yeah.
get the celery taste, but I don't have to eat the celery.
I like celery, but it's not something I
Well, when you were a
go
kid,
out
you
of my
liked it
way
because there
for.
was peanut butter on it.
Oh, hell yeah. Although that whole ants on the log shit, no, leave the raisins off.
I never had heard that until like just a few years ago.
That's fine.
My mother never put a celery with the peanut butter and
You know, I didn't
the
get it when I was
raisins.
a kid too, but man, when I got older, that's what everybody was always like, oh, you got to put raisins on it. I'm like, no, that's nasty.
I mean, I like raisins, but
Not
it's
on that.
well, you
Yeah.
gotta. Well, I've learned from watching Project Runway that sometimes you put too much on.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's perfect just the way it is, and if you add something else, it completely ruins it.
Yep. Now I
It's kind of
don't
like
mind.
pizza. You know, there's certain pizza.
Yes.
You know, pepperoni pizza is
Wonderful.
fabulous, but if you throw, you know, pineapple on it, I wouldn't like it. Now, I don't mind pineapple on a pizza, but I don't want it on my pepperoni pizza.
So I like pepperoni, sausage, and mushroom. That's like my go-to pizza. Yum.
Mine actually is just
Regular.
pepperoni. And if I make my own at home, I'll throw on some onion and some and you got to use the dehydrated onions, by the way. Don't use regular onions.
Oh, that makes sense.
They make too much. It's too watery,
Yeah.
and it'll help. The dehydrated ones will help soak up some of the grease as well, making it less watery. Just a pro hint, tip there, and then bacon bits.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Nice. That makes a good flavor. Okay, so thank you so much, Mr. Moose. We always appreciate all the stuff that you send.
Eat more. Eat more.
Yes. All right, so see what's in your lunchbox, that whole segment there. See those pictures over at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. And email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Don't forget to find my other projects over at justkisstheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And
Oh, if you are watching us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and like, because it really helps our algorithm. I've been watching all these shows, and that way, that's it's good for the brand, whatever.
And of course, you can always comment too, like Mr. Sean does, which we always appreciate. All right. Thank you so much, guys and girls and ghouls and little demons out there listening to the show. We will catch you in a week. All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.